home for the NBA Finals, World Series, and college football's national championship. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Battleground Golf Course. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I think that he's still in that spot, no setbacks, but before he's back, they want to make sure he's right. Plus, let's be honest, they're playing the Houston Texans this week. There's no reason that they shouldn't be able to win that game without Odell. Give him another week.
Well, that's ugly, Adam Schefter. Not sure you saw our Texans destroy the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, to talk about that and a lot more, Browns beat writer at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, Mary Kay Cabot. You can follow her at Mary Kay Cabot on Twitter. Mary Kay, welcome to the show. I think you were on with us a few years ago when we
appreciated. She's like the John McClane of
Cleveland. Well, I wouldn't call anyone that. But.
Well, meaning Mary Kay has been in Cleveland. I think when my dad coached with Butch Davis in Cleveland. Mary Kay, I think you were you covering the Browns then as well?
You know, at this point, I think I was probably covering the Browns back when Paul Brown was coaching.
Did you see Brian Sipe throw a touchdown in a playoff game? No. You know what? This has got to be fun for you because Cleveland has been miserable for years and years from a football standpoint. And then even over the last couple of years when there's been a renewed excitement, it's still fallen short in certain areas. But I don't know, Mary Kay, I get the feeling that this Cleveland team, when you look at the way it's constructed, feels like it is actually ready to do something important in the AFC this year.
Yeah, I think so. It's a really deep team from top to bottom. I've never seen this much talent on a Browns roster, I can honestly say. And I have been covering this team for many, many years. So this is the most talented roster I've ever seen. And they are poised to go the distance. That's what they're built to do. They completely overhauled the defense this year to go along with their pretty explosive sort of pick-your-poison offense. And that's the whole goal. I mean, this is sort of the prize pig to take to the fair, the one that they think can go all the way.
I think, you know, the most talented roster that we've ever seen, something we say here in Houston a lot about these Texans.
We never say that. We never say that.
Oh, that's right.
Mary Kay Cabot with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is there something to Odell not playing this week because it's the Texans? And how about Baker adjusting to Odell being back on the field and having to look for him? Otherwise, he's going to hear it from Odell. What about that whole dynamic, Mary Kay?
You know, I think that narrative is over. Baker owns this offense this year. He has the command of it. And I don't think going into his fourth season that he's going to have any of those kind of voices in his head. And Odell is a team player, so I just don't think that's going to be an issue. I think that Baker will go through his progressions, go to the open man or go to the guy who's covered one-on-one and fit it into the tight window like he usually does. And I just don't think that's going to be a problem. The issue is, when is Odell going to play? And, you know, maybe he needs a couple of weeks to feel super comfortable on that torn ACL.
Well, Mary Kay Cabot with us here. What about the injuries on the offensive line? Treader, Wills, Conklin, is that a bit of a concern this week?
The only one that's a major concern this week is left tackle. They lost Jed Wills to an ankle injury, Chris Hubbard to a tricep, and both of those guys have missed practice all week, forcing possibly fourth-round pick James Hudson into the lineup pretty much, you know, probably before he's really ready. But the question is, will they start him at left tackle? Will they start him at right tackle? You know, you could always move Jack Conklin over to left and put James in on the right. So there are some things that they can do.
Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the...
Unfortunately, the Texans don't have anyone that can take advantage of that.
No. that's one of the problems that's going to arise. I'm curious as to your thoughts on OBJ from a standpoint of personality fit with the Browns. I don't think that I feel like Baker Mayfield, and we've seen some of the ways that he forces the football to Odell Beckham, especially a couple years ago. Do you think the personality fit is the right fit with Stefanski in this offense?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, like I said before, Odell is completely a team player. He's a dynamic player. I think he fits really, really well in this team. I just think that he needs to feel comfortable with, you know, being out there and being fully recovered. So I don't think it's much more than that. I just think that, you know, these two have worked really hard together in the offseason to kind of get their mojo down. Now, the thing that has to happen, though, is in this offense, Odell Beckham Jr. has to be on the mark exactly where they need him to be when they need him to be there. So the sort of artistic freelancing receiver that he is doesn't really fly in this offense. So I've written about that a lot and talked about that a lot. But if he can kind of play within the framework of this precision timing offense, they should be fine.
I really like Stefanski. What's your impressions of working with him every day?
Oh, he's tremendous. He's so organized. He's so thorough. These practices, if you watch them, they are, it's almost like a military boot camp. I mean, they just move from drill to drill. They never waste a second. Everything is very efficient. Everything is organized. For the most part, they reflect their coach, who is completely unflappable, and they're just very business-like. And yet he's also got a really good sense of humor. I would consider him to be a player's coach. He understands these guys. And I just think the Browns really nailed it with Coach Stefanski.
Do you get the sense that this could be a final home, a final destination for Jadeveon Clowney? Because since he's left the Texans, it's been a different team every single year. And Myles Garrett is clearly the number one rusher. Do you get the sense that Jadeveon Clowney could settle into a role and maybe take a longer-term deal with the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I think it depends on how it goes this year. He's on this one-year deal right now. And it depends on how he looks, how healthy he is throughout the year, and if they, you know, can either work on an extension or bring him back after the year. But he seems to be really happy here. He likes it. If he's on a Super Bowl contender, I think that's important to him. So, you know, it does seem like they may be onto something from, you know, from both sides of it. So hopefully it will work out for them.
Mary Kay Cabot, the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 as the Texans head to Cleveland this weekend. Mary Kay, it's the NFL. It wins and losses. There's no such thing as moral victories. But the Browns have got to feel pretty good about themselves after the way they played last week.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I think we all knew what we were looking at every single day in training camp. We were looking at a really good football team, a defensive line that's formidable, that can really get after the quarterback. I think that they're probably going to start getting some takeaways. That's the next step, I think, for this defense. They work on them so hard in practice. I watch all these strip drills and interception drills every single day, and they're really, really big on that. So I think that's the next thing for them once they sort of figure out how to play together, this overhauled defense. But now they have a defense that can kind of match the offense. And, again, it's very explosive. Pick your poison. What they lost in Odell, that speed, you know, for however long he's, you know, it takes him to come back, they gained that in rookie Anthony Schwartz, who runs a 4.26. His hands have gotten a lot better, so he's a weapon. David Njoku has gotten a million times better, so they've got some downfield threats. They've got a little bit of everything. Of course, that two-headed monster at running back with Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. This is a really, really good football team.
I think, you know, it's interesting. David Njoku, I didn't think he'd survive this year. I thought he'd be dealt or maybe even cut, because Harrison Bryant is a guy who can do a little of everything for you and has been healthy. But that's just added another weapon to their two tight end sets by having Njoku and Harrison Bryant both be healthy. Can you talk for a second about the diversity of the offensive personnel schemes? I mean, you just mentioned this. They have the ability to really attack you in a variety of ways this year.
Yeah, they really do. I mean, they've got three really good tight ends in Austin Hooper, their highest-priced one at $10.5 million a year. Mm-hmm. Then you've got Njoku and Harrison Bryant. So you can play, you can play 13 personnel. You can play 12. You can play 11. They've got enough good receivers to do all of that. It's almost like they have an embarrassment of riches and too many places to go with the ball. And, you know, they won't necessarily have an identity where you can say, oh, here's what they do. But they will be multiple, and they will attack you in many different ways.
What is your view of what happened with Ronnie Harrison on the sideline last week?
Well, he reacted in the heat of the moment to getting shoved by a coach. The Browns have been very vocal about, being upset about the fact that a coach put his hands on Ronnie first, and Ronnie in the heat of the moment was the one that got caught. It's unacceptable what Ronnie did, unacceptable what the coach did. And the league will probably weigh in on it today, perhaps with some fines.
But just you figure just a fine, yeah. I mean, he won't get suspended. Of course, what about the foot on the player, and you know, and that stuff? I thought that might have played a role into this, to him being ejected too.
Well, I asked Kevin Stefanski about that on Monday. He said that contact with his feet was incidental. So I guess, you know, we were studying it like it was the Zapruder film. You know, we'll have to see what the league feels in terms of what happened with those feet. The Browns are backing Ronnie on that all the way if they kind of got tangled up there and wasn't actually trying to step on Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, we're hoping he gets suspended for this game, but that's just
a late suspension.
Well, that's just us.
Just come in with a late suspension.
Grant Delpit could be back. So if they don't have, he's not going to get suspended. They've already said they're not doing that. But not really sure how Kevin Stefanski will react to playing him this week.
Oh, Grant Delpit is alive. That's different. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Grant Delpit's around potentially.
I didn't realize.
Well, I think it's going to be a really challenging matchup for the Texans. They looked very good against a poor Jacksonville team, but they are going to be a feisty defensive team. But I worry that the Cleveland running game, if the offensive line is healthy enough to all be out there, that it could get downhill on the Texans real quick. And we got to see if the Texans can play from behind. So anyway, Mary Kay, we appreciate you joining us today. It's good to catch up against the Browns. Texans take on the Browns this Sunday in a noon game here. And we'll see if they can maintain the momentum. We'll see if the Browns are truly for real and the leaders in the clubhouse in the AFC North, as some people believe.
Yeah, I think they're going to give it a good run. They look pretty good.
They do. We appreciate it. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Dealer, at Mary Kay Cabot on Twitter. Thanks, Mary Kay. We appreciate you being here.
Sure, thank you.
All right, there's Mary Kay Cabot right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Not sure it was the best thing to compare to John McClain, the first thing, but okay.
What? That's a...
No. I don't know.
You don't respect.
I've never heard a woman go, "Yeah, I want to be compared
you don't respect
to John McClain."
General, you don't respect the general.
I respect the general and his work. Absolutely,
that's what I'm talking about.
I think you said she looks like him or something like
that. No, I said she's the John McClain of Cleveland.
Oh, okay,
is what I said. Put some respect on the general.
Love the general. General's my friend, but I don't know the women like that. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. It's HRP time right now, and if you need, Lance might have to go see HR after a comment like that. Not sure about it. But here's the deal: is if you've got HR and payroll needs, our guys are the best. We love HRP. You will love HRP. HRP is the place to go for your payroll needs. If you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, if they haven't been the best during these difficult times that we've had over the last couple of years with COVID, with all the business interruption, with the PPPs, with the business loans, with everything else that has gone on, they have been wonderful with us, and they will be wonderful with you. You're looking for that new payroll company, or you're trying to say, hey, my business is growing and we've got so many widgets to sell and I got to worry about that as opposed to, you know, worrying about payroll and HR. Don't do it yourself. These guys are awesome. If you're looking for a great payroll company that's going to customize a plan just for you and your business, it's not cookie cutter. It's HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Tell them you heard it right here.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
I'm Mitch Fox from The Sleeping Bag. What does that name mean? Well, we help you secure the bag without lifting a finger, even while sleeping. Have you ever wanted to make more cash than you could possibly spend?
Yes.
Well, of course you have, but many of you out there are grinding away 4, 5, 6, 8 long hours a day watching Twitch and sitting on your social media and occasionally working.
That's hard work.
Why are you doing that when you could be getting paid more money than you've ever dreamed of having to spend without even lifting a finger?
Great cash, homie.
Our patented technology and tried and true methodology has helped some of the biggest athletes in professional sports make so much money without even barely having to play. For example, John Wall attended our seminar in Washington, and just a couple months later, he signed a Supermax deal and has played just 40 total games over the last 3 years, and he's got 2 more years of money coming his way, and he won't even play for the Rockets this year. And how about Justin Verlander? He's made $66 million over the last 2 seasons while pitching just 6 innings.
Well, so much for the pitching.
How would you like to make $66 million while pitching just 6 innings? It can become a reality for you.
They're breaking bread!
And just 5 short months after signing a contract that paid him a $27 million signing bonus and made him one of the highest per year quarterbacks in the entire NFL, Deshaun Watson has told the Texans, "I'm not even going to play." And he's kept his money. No preseason fines. He keeps cashing game checks. That's the difference that the sleeping bag can make for you. Make all your money and never play.
It's my money and I need it now.
But we're not just helping current athletes. We're helping you after you play the sport.
Hi, I'm former Oriole Chris Davis. I retired after just playing 16 games in the 2020 season. But thanks to the sleeping bag, I'm still set to make $42 million deferred from 2023 to 2037. Yes, your math is correct. That's 14 years. Thanks, Mitch.
You got it, Chris. Listen, you don't have to be a great professional athlete. You don't even have to be an elite athlete, and we can still get you paid.
I'm still making right.
Just call 1-800-676-5200. And if you're one of the first 10 people to sign up, we're going to throw in the big chunk. The Big Chunk Fat Suit. It weighs just 5 pounds, but makes you look 30 pounds heavier.
James Harden definitely had a pregame meal.
With that excess weight, you'll go viral in no time, and your bosses will want to move you out of the city. And guess what? The entire time, you keep getting paid. Don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make millions, maybe billions, or maybe even just thousands.
Cold hard cash.
At the Sleeping Bag Seminar coming to Houston this October. That's 1-800-676-5200. Get that money, but don't you work.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Battleground Golf Course, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, that was that's a new client on the show, The Sleeping Bag. I'm kind of opposed to it because it hits us so hard here, and yeah. It has hit us so hard.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact that all the examples he used were athletes for 3 different Houston sports. Guys who, as he say, and what patented technology could you have to keep guys getting paid without having to work? I'm not saying it's not happening in Houston. I'm just saying, and how could his seminar help? I don't know.
Well,
I don't want to talk bad about an advertiser. So.
Well, I don't know, but I think I want to go to it. I mean, I bust my ass for 3 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
And if
I hear what he said, some of you are working 4, 5, 6, even 7 hours a day. Like, that's not. Most people don't consider that a big, heavy workload.
And a lot of people would say, I'm not really busting my ass so hard. But that's their opinion.
A lot of people would say that.
I say I'm busting my ass. And here's the deal is I would like to not work and go play golf and poker. Like Fred. All he does is golf
by.
And play poker. He's golfing, Freddie Fowler.
He's golfing and pokering
he's
today.
Here. Yeah. He's got the preview. What's the website? Sit down, Fred. So Freddie's got a preview of the website that's coming out today, and then and it will launch next week. And what's the website?
It's called sportsmapelite.com.
Sportsmapelite.com.
And it's going to be there'll be some free stuff on it, but it's going to be a subscription site. We're going to have great sports betting content, great horse racing betting content, great poker content. It's going to be in Spanish. It's going to be badass.
What about English-speaking people? How do they get it?
They get all of it. They get all of it.
It's not exclusively
no,
in Spanish.
We have to translate
it's
it to
also,
Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh. It's going to be – I thought –
it's going to be a great site, and David and Gal Media are a part of it. And, I mean, the last few weeks, that's all I've been doing, and I'm really excited about it. Can't wait to get it launched and – you know, it's going to be badass.
SportsmapElite.com. So you got the preview today?
We're looking at the site today. We'll make some tweaks. I know we'll have it up by October 1st. My hope is that by midweek next week, it's a soft launch. We'll give everybody free access until October 1st. So okay. You'll get a chance to see
and
all
And it's not
that.
Associated with the sleeping bag, which is what we just heard,
no.
I don't think.
No.
Okay. Just making sure it's not the same.
No, Freddie's working. He's not making money doing nothing. Fred. Like
But eventually you'd like to make money not doing anything, right?
Well, that's my goal. I mean, yeah.
There's a seminar coming to Houston, actually.
No, my real goal is, you know, once the site's up and running and doing well, I'm going to hire somebody to run it, and then I'm just going to go play big. Play big Sleepy poker bag. Tournaments.
See?
That's write it. More
How
novels.
How would you like to? See?
See?
So. and come hang out with you guys every now and then.
You're going to play in the world, so I'm going to see you at the senior event?
Yeah, I'll be at the senior event. I'm playing the senior event and the tag team, and basically what I'm doing is I'm using those as satellites to the main event. So if I make 10 grand in either one of them, and actually AJ and I are going to play the tag team together, which will be fun. But if I make 10 grand in either one, I'll play the main event.
That's nice.
And I'll have a bunch of Sports Map Elite gear, and I have friends at ESPN that'll make sure I get on TV. So, yeah, it'll be fun if I can get there.
Yeah, no. And yeah, bring that Sports Map Elite stuff with you. That's great. I'll wear a hat. You got a hat?
I'll have hats. I'll have hoodies.
I'll
look for free clothes.
I'll have masks. No, if you're playing, and because the cool thing is you make the final table in that senior event that we're going to play, you're on Poker Go. That's a lot of people watching.
Yeah.
So
I plan on it, too. I plan on being on the final table.
Oh, I've already told AJ because the tag team starts the Sunday of the final table. I'm like, brother, you're on your own for the first few hours because I'm making that final table.
Good for you. Get it. I plan on it. It's not going to happen, but I plan on it.
Well, yeah. Okay. You never plan to bust out in the first hour.
No. I always plan to be at the final table.
Wait, what do you mean you told AJ he's on his own? Are y'all doing?
We're doing the tag team. Yeah, we're doing the tag team tournament. It starts on the Sunday.
So how does that work? You could just at any time?
You can go in at any time. You just have to do one full round. So, like, what I will probably do, if I make the final table of seniors, which I plan to do, I'll probably go early and play, like, one round to make sure that I'm good and then just let him play until I bust out. Or win.
Yeah. Or one of the two.
Yeah.
Bust out or win.
Man, it's so good to see you guys out here.
Yeah. It's great. You're playing in the tournament? Your buddies with Brandon?
Yeah. We're playing in the tournament. Although my fourth, who was supposed to pick me up this morning, is totally AWOL. So I had to.
What a jerk. Oh, is that a guy?
Yeah. It's like he was texting me last night. I'll pick you up at 7:30. And then all of a sudden at 7:45, I'm like, damn, I better Uber down there. So
that's terrible. Yeah, just skipping golf. Don't do that. Don't ever do that, people. You're the worst person in the world.
That's all right. I'm going to let my number one Carson. Player hit two balls. So
Freddie, we appreciate it. It's sportsmapelite.com. You can check it out and then get on it. Hopefully it'll be done next week or by October 1st.
It will be up by October 1st. And pretty sure it'll be someday next week. But you guys will love it. It's not just going to be picks. I mean, we're going to have a lot of information. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff. Like we're going to have Juggy Trey doing NASCAR picks.
Oh,
and,
hey. Well, that's money. There's money in that in their hills.
And we're going to have on the Spanish site, we're going to have really hot women doing sexy soccer picks. So it's going to be fun.
I feel like that's a win.
Yeah,
I've never seen that model lose.
No.
I've never seen that model lose. No.
All right. Love you guys. It's good to see you, man.
All right, there's Freddie
Good
Fowler.
Seeing you, Freddie.
It's SportsMapElite.com.
You've become very famous, I have to tell you.
That's Freddie right there. Aaron is blitzed. The band almost just got back together, Freddie and Aaron. Now all we need is AJ.
I talked to AJ last night.
You did?
As a matter of fact, yeah.
How's he doing?
I talked to him about some football games. He's fine.
Yeah,
he's fine. RJ Bell, who was on with us yesterday, said RJ gave him hell about Jacksonville. You know, AJ's anti-Houston stuff got him last week. He's so anti-Houston sports teams, and then he tried to be anti-Houston. Look what happened to Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor will make a fool of you if you go against him. Yeah. You going against him this week with Cleveland?
See, and that's the question.
Are you?
I'm not.
He'll make a fool of you.
No,
too.
I think I'm taking the 13. If you want to know the truth,
I'm not. I'm laying.
I'm taking the 13. Just that offensive line is a problem. And you got Tyrod Taylor. Hey, listen, a lot of people say you got to play Deshaun Watson if you're paying him. No, you don't. You got Tyrod Taylor, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL last week. So, okay. All right. Why would you need Deshaun? Would Deshaun Watson have done? How much more would he have done versus the Jags than Tyrod Taylor did? Not much, if any.
No.
Actually, not much.
Actually,
he wouldn't have.
Now, the difference is, over the course, now the one thing you find out about good backups, like
You know, like Ryan Fitzpatrick, for example. And Fitzpatrick should go in the Hall of Fame, should go in the Backup Quarterback Hall of Fame. Like, he's almost a different model of player to where he has lasted this long. He's never made a playoffs. He's never played in a playoff game this many years. He's lasted this long. But with but eventually, it's like the homeostasis where you get back to the level of what your true play is, and so
that the Peter principle or something.
Yeah, it's the Peter principle. Yeah, you're gonna succeed to your level of failure or whatever it is. And so I think eventually the same thing will happen with Tyrod Taylor that happens with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You're gonna have games where you go, hey, wait a minute now, this guy could be a starter, and then by week four you'll be, this is why he's usually
who
a backup.
Is okay. The Mount Rushmore of backup quarterbacks. Earl Morrill.
Was he always a backup, though?
He was a lot. Not always, but when he was a backup.
Well, here in Houston, the name that will come to mind, I'd have to check and see how he played all the time, was
Cody
Frank Reich.
Cody Carlson.
Well, Frank Reich.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Don Strock.
Oh, what about Jeff Hostetler?
Jeff Hostetler. Oh,
I'd say Jeff Hostetler.
Now, he started, too, for a while.
Yeah, but Jeff Hostetler remember there was an injury and Hostetler started. I would say for me it'd be like Hostetler, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Case Keenum?
For sure. I've thought about Keenum. And just because you started doesn't mean that you can't be on the Backup Quarterback Hall of Fame. Like, I'm looking right here. That Jeff Hostetler had 152 games played and 83 starts. So a little bit more than half.
But he sat for a long – there's a lot of games that he didn't appear in. Tremendously.
Yeah. Well, like New York Giants, 91 games, only 25 starts. Guess what his record was? 16-9. That's Hall of Fame. That is everywhere he went. Well, he's only a starter with the Raiders. But yeah, I think Case Keenum. How many years do you think Case Keenum has been a starter? How many games do you think Case Keenum's played?
Case Keenum. Well,
I'll give you the number. It's 69. How many times do you think he started of the 69?
Of the 69 games?
This is gonna blow.
Well,
you
see,
away.
But there's a lot of games he never
Case,
got in.
Case is out.
He's out because he's blown.
Well, yeah, that's right. He didn't get in because he was a backup. Yeah, right. Yeah, he started 62 of the 69 games he played.
Yeah, but he's also again.
Oh, that's true.
Somebody gets hurt too, you're still the backup.
Yeah, that's true.
And what about Chase Daniel? How much money has Chase Daniel made?
Well, but I can't put him on. What has he done?
I
can't put him on the Mount Rushmore.
I love the guy, though. How much money he's made for doing nothing? He's a sleeping bag guy. He does nothing.
That is a sleeping bag guy, without question.
All right, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Take it in here to hang with us. I think we got some Bloody Marys coming our way and some Elmina Shriners. Going to come in our way next? I believe so. I think that's going to happen.
An hour, you know who we've got coming our way? College football expert.
Delbert. That's right.
Del Ola.
Yeah. That's going to happen in an hour from now right here on ESPN.
Well, you're right. Look at this. Your boy Chase Daniel, since 2013, 11, 12, 17, 20, 24. He's played 25 games. He's been in 25 games, and he started five of those.
And how much money has he made? Dude is loaded.
Well, his agents
He's the sleeping bag.
SSG.
He should be the poster child.
This is the sleeping bag.
The sleeping bag.
No, your kid needs to grow up to be a backup quarterback.
Oh, it's the best.
A backup quarterback or left-hand reliever?
How much? $48
million? Almost $38
million. $38
Career
million.
Earnings.
How about that? I love that guy.
We can help you make $38
million. GiveMeTheVIN.com. How about making money on your car? GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's where you sell your car and get the most for it. Period, exclamation point, it's not even arguable. If you're looking for the best way to sell your car and get the most money for it, that's my man John Clay Wolf, who you will hear right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 tomorrow morning, because that's what John Clay Wolf do. He has got the longest running show here at 97.5. That's right, John Clay Wolf does, because he has been selling these cars forever. He's the best at it. He's the largest. He's the largest car buyer not on the stock exchange. It's privately owned. He owns it, and he's the best. He is unbelievable how big this guy has gotten. He's nationwide, but he loves the city of Houston because we've been doing it forever here, and he has been buying cars forever here, and he gives us the most for them. You know why it's a great business model? Because he gives you the most for your car, period, exclamation point. So if you're looking for a great way to sell that car, there's one place to go, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
Thanks, I guess.
years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Live from Battleground Golf Course for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, Nick
me and
Foles.
People
are saying Nick Foles.
Dude, Nick Foles should. Yeah, okay, so for sure, I put it Fitzpatrick, and that's because he's turned being a backup into being a starter. Nick Foles, 100%, should be on there. He had a year as a backup where he came in, right? Who was the quarterback that year when in the huge Chip Kelly year? Because it started off as somebody else, and I thought Nick Foles ended up coming in and then doing those things. Or was that Nick Foles the whole time?
What are you talking about? You mean
the year, the big Chip Kelly year was Foles the quarterback the whole year? Wasn't there an injury?
Oh no, Foles was the quarterback the whole year.
No, I don't think he was. I think it started off with somebody else in his big Philadelphia year. Yeah, because see, he only had 10 starts. He was 8-2 with 10 starts. He had 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. He was a backup that year, and he came in because of an injury. I want to say it was Michael Vick. Wow, I forgot it was Vick. He had 6 games started. Michael Vick. He started the first 6 games. It was 2-4. Then Nick Foles took over, and they went 8-2 with Nick Foles. He had 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It was a total ruse.
Yeah.
I mean, no one caught up with Chip Kelly at that time. So he would for sure be on there. And he has parlayed that into a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah,
without question, he's the first one up there. I mean, he had this monster year with Philadelphia. Then he goes back to Philly, and Carson Wentz gets hurt, and he brings the city a title. And his nickname, you know what his nickname
is?
Yeah,
we know what his nickname is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Big Nick.
So he is he's the front and center of the backup quarterback.
Clipboard Jesus is not a Hall of Famer. Charlie Whitehurst is not a.
He didn't do it. What did he do? You got to have done something.
Yeah.
You got to be famous for something.
Jeff Garcia?
Nah, others receiving votes.
You know, Tom Brady was a backup quarterback his first year.
And some people would probably say Matt Flynn got mentioned because he got paid.
Yeah.
Who was it that came in? Who came in for Tom Brady when he got hurt? Not Elvis Gerbach, but Matt Castle, yeah. I mean, Matt Castle had a moment.
Yeah.
He just didn't
He won 11 games.
But I think Case Keenum deserves to be in there. He's Mr. Steal Your Job.
Yeah. Well, he will steal
your job. He will steal your job.
Don't leave your wife around.
Don't leave your job around. Don't say your wife around. He loves Jesus.
No, he loves his wife.
He loves Jesus and his wife.
Yes,
so
and
you
his
need
wife.
To,
don't
you need
say
to
that.
Stop. I'm with everyone else who thinks this Aaron Rodgers thing, that people are freaking out. Now, I heard Greg Jennings talking about this yesterday, and Sam Acho and Marcellus Wiley, who's way over the top trying to be a caricature of whatever a talking head guy on TV is supposed to be. But Greg Jennings made a very good point. He thought that JerMichael Finley went a little overboard with some of the stuff he said about Aaron Rodgers. But he did say that Aaron, you know, was not the Packers, including Aaron Rodgers, were not prepared for that first game. And he has not really seen that. Now, the difference is you can have a bad game like week 5, Tom Brady, like he had against Tampa Bay. Aaron Rodgers was awful against Tampa Bay last year. He went on to win the MVP. So I'm kind of the mind that people are really overselling this Aaron Rodgers terrible game thing, because sometimes that's going to happen for him. But it's impossible to ignore the fact that it was the first game after a long off season where there was all this talk, all this fuss. Aaron Rodgers was, you know, it's quite a microscope on his entire off season. He was on vacation forever, right? And we saw pictures of it and all this and that. And after all that fussing, you come back and play like that. That's a really, really bad look. But once you get rid of that, once you make that comment, and that's out there, are you really going to bet that Aaron Rodgers has a bad season? Is it, I mean, I don't want to bet on – I wouldn't bet against Aaron Rodgers.
No, I wouldn't either, especially this week against Detroit. There's double digits I'm laying. The Packers are going to come back with a vengeance. And either that or they're just not a very good football team. But we've seen this is a very good football team. They've been a very good football team. They've been in the NFC Championship games last year. So, yeah, no, I don't believe that. Everything Texans put this out. Going to be a very tough week for the AFC South. Texans at Browns. Okay. That's not all that great. Rams at Colts. All right. That's not what the Colts were looking for in week two.
You're looking at AFC South?
Titans at Seahawks.
That's not great.
And Broncos at Jaguars. And I'm going to tell you this. If he had a hard time with the Texans defense, he's not going to like the Broncos at all.
Yeah. This is the other thing is you struggled against DeAndre Hopkins in the passing attack, Christian Kirk. You know, I would tell you that Russell Wilson looked really sharp against the Colts. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to be in a lot of trouble over there with in terms of that game. Getting back to the Seattle-Tennessee game, and then as far as Jacksonville is concerned, you know, the idea is, well, Jacksonville maybe is at a stinker, but Trevor Lawrence is going to be much better in game two. I would tell you, I think Jacksonville sucks. I think they don't really buy all the way into their head coach. There's already rumors about the head coach. The head coach is already having to quell rumors about that he might want the USC job, or not that he might want it, but he would be a fit for the USC job. That is such a bad sign that's already out there. And I think Jacksonville, what we saw is who they are. I think they're going to be a bad team. And Denver's got a lot of wide receivers who can take advantage of your secondary. You got to put on you by Danny Amendola, Brandon Cooks, Tyrod Taylor. You now have to deal with now Jerry Jeudy is out with an injury, obviously. But they're going to be a little deeper in terms of what they throw at you. And then I think Javonte Williams is going to go off against them as a running back too. So
is the AFC South the new NFC East?
It's going to be the worst division of football. Especially if the Colts, who are a dog at home, get beat by the Rams and Tennessee gets beat. I mean, it's not – you could easily see the Texans at 1-1 on top of the pile with everyone else 0-2.
You don't see some fight in that
very
Colts
likely.
Team?
I think there will be some fight, but I don't know that they're hurt right now. So they got some injuries that are hurting them right now. They got to get used to Carson Wentz and I think there's still an issue with their secondary. There's just no way around it. And so the Rams, to me, are a really bad matchup for the Colts.
Ballard is – it's interesting that they're taking this Hard Knocks regular season thing on.
I don't know that they had a choice. They may have. I don't know. I texted them last night. I'm like, what the hell? In-season hard – for those who haven't heard, a lot of you probably haven't heard, unless you really were dying to watch Washington and the Giants. They're going to have an in-season Hard Knocks – where they're going to be looking at the Colts. But what he told me is they have no cameras in Frank's office, no camera in Ballard's office, no camera in the football ops office. So it's going to be a much more watered-down version.
Yeah.
They're not going to have the same access. It's going to be a lot of wired up on the practice field and stuff like that. Maybe some of the meeting rooms with different players. So they're not going to have as much.
You don't think they had a choice?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they did. Maybe Robert Irsay.
Now, Ballard has access.
Jim Irsay, rather.
Ballard gives the media access.
Ballard does give the media access, and he'll be. I'm sure he'll be wired up, but not in his office, and certainly not on. Oh my gosh! Certainly not in the suite where he watches games. He watches games like your worst friend who gets mad at games.
Yeah.
We've all got that guy. Some of you are that guy. Do you have a guy like that?
I'll tell you who's
okay,
like
who
that.
It's
Alonzo.
Alonzo, yes. Well, he's got a stake in the game, though.
Yeah.
Tyler, do you have a guy like that? A friend who, when he watches games, he's going to potentially slam
Explode.
Stuff down and all that?
Yeah, Joel talks about it all the time.
Joel Blank does
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
He's that guy?
Yeah.
I have been that guy at times. It depends. Ballard is that guy. And so they even had one of the things he sent me is that a local newspaper wrote about it in Indianapolis, and this is what they wrote: 10 things to know about Hard Knocks being in Indianapolis. Number five, Chris Ballard watching a game. The Colts general manager will probably want these scenes censored because he knows how he gets. A unique situation often plays out in visiting press boxes where opposing teams' personnel are sometimes seated during games. You know that whole no cheering in the press box rule? Yeah, neither does Ballard. He's a nervous wreck during games, and his in-game antics often provide great theater to media seated nearby. It would be great for the rest of the world to see it for themselves. Trust me, you really, really want to see this. I would say no, you don't.
Oh, I do.
And he even told me when he was with the Chiefs.
Love that.
He was with the Chiefs. He was with the Chiefs, and they were on the road. They were a road game against the Chargers, and they gave up a 3rd and 17. And he had a pen in his hand, and he stood up and threw it as hard as he could against the glass in front of him, and the whole place, and yelled an expletive. And the whole place looked, he's like, oh, God, I better sit down. I don't realize I'm doing this.
Are you kidding me? Don't want to see that. That's the first thing. That's the only thing I want to see.
You think Jack Easterby would say dadgummit?
Oh,
I think that's even too salty for him.
That might be. All right, Gulf Coast Chevy.
Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's truck month. You can get $2,750 purchase allowance right now on your GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab. That's a great offer, but that's just one of the many offers they have available for you at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They have 0% financing on 4 different versions of their SUVs on the Buick side. 4 different types of SUVs for you to choose from. They used to be called crossover vehicles, but really what they are is SUVs because they are taking over the market. They're just built a little bit lower, but they have the same interior cargo space in many cases for certain vehicles. And 0% financing is such a huge opportunity for you, especially if you're looking at going 72 months. Make sure that you check out my friends at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC online at LanceZCars.com. You can see their entire inventory in stock, and you can get ready to start the car buying experience at LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from Battleground Golf Course, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. We're at the Dirty Birdie Charity Classic brought to you by, put on by DeCru DeRue, and it benefits the Ronald McDonald House in Galveston, the American Heart Association, and Elmina Shriners. And Jerry from the Elmina Shriners.
Champagne, however you want to pronounce it.
Champagne. Are you from Louisiana? It's Champagne.
My folks are, yes.
They are? Well, yeah. They were Champagnes then, weren't they?
Yes, sir, they were.
So, we appreciate you coming here, and we love being here. We've done this, I don't know how many years now. Tell us a little bit about the Elmina Shriners and what you guys do.
Well, first, let me thank y'all. Thank y'all for having us again. 4 years in a row, we appreciate you. It's a beautiful morning. I'm glad we're able to have it after that storm.
Yeah.
So we thank y'all for being here. Elmina Shriners, we are based out of Galveston, been in Galveston for, 100 years, a little over 100 years. So we're down there in Shriners all around the world. We help support the Shriner hospitals, which right now I think we have over 22 hospitals around the United States, Mexico, and Canada. So that's our main goal. As Shriners, we have a goal to make this world better than we came into it when we leave. We believe in family. We believe in family first. We believe in helping those less fortunate, and definitely the hospitals, the Shriner hospitals for children.
Yeah, how did you get involved?
It was passed down. I have an uncle, and that became a Shriner, and he was on me for several years to become a Shriner, and never thought I had time until here a few years ago. I finally found time. I matured a little bit and see what they did for the public and for the kids, and decided it was something I wanted to do. And plus, my wife, she was all for it, and she kind of gave me that extra push.
So what? So you got this? That you raise a little money? How else are you guys raising money?
We have different things. Right now we have two or three. We have a summer magic show. We have four magic shows in the summer, one in Beaumont, one in Lake Jackson, One in Galveston.
Magic shows?
Magic shows, yes, sir.
What do you mean magic shows?
We have an organization that comes in and does magic for kids.
Oh, neat.
And we have facilities where we have them. It's all free to the public. Everybody, it's free. They come in, do some magic tricks. And we give away gifts to the kids at the end of the shows.
That's neat. So, and the Shriners Hospitals are, is it free to everyone, or is it, how is it, how does it work?
We offer services to families and kids under 18 at no charge to them.
Oh, that's great.
And they have always been like that, always will be like that. It opens people's eyes if you ever get down there. It's a life-changing experience.
There's a Shriners Hospital in Galveston?
There is. It's actually, we have a Shriner Hospital in Galveston. We've combined the two hospitals. We can, the Houston Hospital, which recently combined with the Galveston Hospital. Now we're all located in Galveston. So we take care of burns. We take care of cleft lips. We take care of orthopedic stuff along that line.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
Yeah,
Lance is president of the Eyelids for Kids.
Yeah, it's unassociated with Shriners, though, luckily. pay no attention to him. I like so this has been something that you said it's been in the family, it's been something that you guys have done. I know it's gotta be something that is that drives you in terms of, you know, having a connection and an affiliation with something that can help other people, service to others, so to speak.
It's amazing. It's a feeling like I can't explain.
Yeah.
That is great stuff. Jerry, and you love these guys, and Tiny and Brandon and all.
I've known them for years.
Yeah, that they do. And
I can hear the Louisiana accent.
Yeah, a little bit.
I go to Louisiana, they say they hear the Texas accent.
Oh, trust me, I was just up in Chicago, and they're like, stop saying y'all. And I'm like, no. That's really how I'm talking.
It's not on purpose.
That's how we talk, okay? So stop it. Well, we appreciate you being here, man, and it is great, and it's great to hear. And now, if somebody, you know, they're not out here today, but they want to contribute to the hospitals, how do they do it?
We have a web page, and we also have a Facebook page. You can go to ElmanusShriners.com or Elmanus Facebook page and just contact us. We have everybody's name on the web page, everybody's phone number, and same as for the Facebook page.
ElmiNA, Elmina Shriners.
Shriners.com.
And what does Elmina mean? Do you know?
You know, that's a good question. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's probably 200 temples, Shriner temples around the world, and each one of them has a different, unique name.
Uh-huh.
So I really couldn't explain how this one came about.
Now, all right, ElminaShriners.com if you want to contribute and help out with the hospitals. That's neat stuff, kids that have problems, burns, especially you guys. You specialize in a lot of that. Huh?
Well, we specialize in burns, orthopedics, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, yeah. We do everything we can.
That's great stuff. ElminaShriners.com if you're looking to donate. Great stuff. Jerry, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for ESPN. Thank you to Crew, and thank you everybody that support us. We sure appreciate you.
Yeah, and you want to do some more good. How about giving your car to Cars for Kids?
CarsForKids.org. That's another company. Eyelids for Kids, CarsForKids.org, and Shriners. Look at us. Look at us helping people. CarsForKids.org works with Houston Can Academy, and what they do is for high school students who typically struggle with the standard methods of learning in those settings. They find ways to help students have that second chance at an education, the second chance at a diploma. And that's getting their life and their career started off on the right path when they're able to do that. And one of the ways that you can help the Houston Can Academy is by going to carsforkids.org. You can go there and you can start the process of having them come out. They'll haul off your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whether it's running or it's not running. It really doesn't matter to them. They will take it. They will give you a $50 Visa gift card when you mention you heard about it here on ESPN 97.5, and you will get a tax write-off. And that's what I'm talking about. You can write off the car and not the kid. Start the process by going to carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hi, this is Mitch Fox from The Sleeping Bag. Looking to make millions of dollars without even having to work? Well, now is your opportunity to do the same thing that professional athletes in Houston have been doing for the last 2 years. Call 1-800-676-5200 to attend my seminar. 1-800-676-5200. Get paid. No work.